Masechet Menachot Perek Heh, Mishnah Tet. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about a voluntary mincha, which is the oven-baked mincha. We'll talk about what type of oven it has to be prepared in. Ha'omer hare alai b'tanur. If somebody says, I accept upon myself, I pledge to bring a mincha baked in an oven, he has to bring a mincha that's baked in a tanur. A tanur is a large oven. V'lo yavi ma'afeh kupach. He can't bring a mincha baked in a kupach, which is a small oven. U'ma'afeh re'afim, or mincha baked on tiles. There were these earthenware tiles that were heated up in a furnace, and then they would take out the tile and place dough on top of it, and the heat would cook that dough. U'ma'afeh yorot ve'arviyim. You can't bring a mincha baked in a hole in the ground like the Arabs would make. They would dig a hole in the ground, and they would put inside of it, they would put fire, and they would cover it on top with clay, and the heat inside would cook everything. So, bottom line, according to Tana Kama, when you say that you're going to bring a ma'afeh tanur, you're going to bring an oven-baked mincha, it has to specifically be baked in an oven, which is a tanur. Any other type of oven is not suitable. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im ratza yavi ma'afeh kupach. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, if somebody wanted to, they're allowed to bring a mincha based in a kupach, because a kupach is a type of a tanur. It's a small version of the tanur. There are two ways to bring the oven-baked mincha. You can either bring it as 10 loaves or as 10 wafers. What about a combination of both? Hare alai minhat ma'afeh. If somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a baked mincha, but they don't say if they're bringing loaves or wafers. Lo yavi mechitza halot u'mechitza rekiki. You're not allowed to bring half the mincha as loaves and half as wafers. You have to bring all loaves or all wafers. Bottom line, the loaves and the wafers are considered to be two different types of minahot. And if you made a pledge to bring the minhat over here that was ma'afeh, that was baked in an oven, you have to all bring from the same category, or you're bringing half of two separate minahot. Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Shimon allows you to mix and match. He allows you to bring part of the mincha as loaves and part as wafers. Mipnei shehu korban echad, because it's all considered to be an umbrella of the same korban. According to Rabbi Shimon, loaves and wafers are not separate minahot, but are subcategories of the same korban, which is the oven-baked mincha. So therefore, you could bring half and half, and it's considered to be fulfilled your obligation of bringing one mincha.